I would be too. If anybody sticks to his guns, yeah, even if I don't agree with
that. That's right, yeah. But he did, it was not, you know, nothing to do with slavery. It was just simply the, his idea that, that the Union should be preserved. That is
well,
the
yeah.
So, can you tell me now, you've been here for six generations,
yes.
But before that, where did your country
well,
come
my,
from?
Well, my one set came from North Carolina, over New Bern, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Came there in 1700.
Which set?
That was the Bryant, her husband. This one, the husband of this Catherine Berry.
And that's on your mother's side?
My mother's side.
Okay.
They came from North Carolina.
And where did they come to North Carolina from? England?
From England.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask.
And then I have that family all the way back to 990 in France when they were B-R-I-E-N-N-E's.
Oh.
And then the Berries.
That
came here from Maryland. They settled in Maryland first. They came over from England. And I think, I can't pinpoint them back exactly, but I think they were from Dover. Not Dover, but down in Devon, England.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because I have some records that had these people of the same Berries of the same name there that I think they must have been, but we lack a generation or two there that we can't pinpoint. But they came from England, they came to Maryland, and then they came down here in 1815 from Maryland and settled in Hickman County, Tennessee. A whole group of them came from Maryland at that time and settled down there. Then my father's family came from Virginia originally, then into Kentucky, to Lexington, and then down here.
And are they both from... Where were they from before Virginia?
Oh, in Wales.
Wales?
Yeah. I think that. Welsh.
Is Avery a Welsh name?
Oh, Avery is English, I think. Oh, it was originally French. I think they came over with the Normans.
Oh.
My husband said it was A-U-B-R-E-Y in France.
Like Aubrey?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of? Probably not
in
pronounced
France.
That way.
Then. No, in France. But I think that's what they came over with the Conqueror. But and my husband's family, his father and mother came from England direct in 1873 and settled in Canada at Halifax. His father was a Baptist minister, and he was belonged to the Episcopal Church in England, and then he was converted to Baptist Church by Spurgeon, who was a very famous evangelist in England at that time.
Oh,
he was like Billy Sunday here,
yeah.
You see, that kind of thing. Well, not Billy Sunday, but Billy Graham. Yeah. I'm going back too far.
I've heard of Billy Sunday.
That's what I'm starting to get. Anyway, he came over to Canada, to Halifax, to found a church in Halifax. And my husband and his brothers were born in Halifax. And then they came to New York. He accepted a call to a church, a mission church in the Bowery in New York when my husband was just 18 months old. Yeah.
Oh.
And he came down there and had this church in the Bowery, and he died. He worked himself to death, I think, died when my husband was just 6 years old.
Oh.
So his mother stayed on as a missionary. She was a missionary there too, and that's where they lived in New York. And then let's see, my...
Yeah. How long did your husband's parents live in New York?
Oh, they lived there under his mother's 1910, and his father died in 1901 or 2, I think, or something like that.
So his mother died when he was fairly young, too?
Well...
12?
No, he was grown when his mother was. He was born in 1885.
Oh, I see.
You see?
Okay.
Bowery.
And so he was grown when his mother died. And my husband went to University of Connecticut and was graduated from University of Connecticut and then received